Hey there. So I've decided to do this. I've decided to record some of my thoughts and experiences as a healer. Today was a pretty cool experience. I pride myself on making sure I understand the body and the way that it adapts and the way that it moves and the way that it functions. And incorporating that when we or someone decides to choose to work on themselves physically or mentally or spiritually at this point, you always have to be aware of the other systems when you make a change. In this case, it was a longtime client of mine. And simply asking the question, how do you feel? Or what brings you in today, created a whole conversation that I wanted to share. Of course, I'm not going to use names, so that way, you know, I respect their privacy, but it is still something that we should be aware of. So this client has decided to make that conscious decision and to lose weight, to get healthy, and in doing so, he's incorporated a nutritionist. He is committed to his practice. He's incorporated me to work on the physical body. And in the process, he came in and the last session that we had, which was 2 weeks ago, a week ago, he stopped in the middle of the session and got dizzy and nauseous. It was a sequence of events, went home. I was unsure if he was coming in today. He showed up. And I was so, when I first saw him, my whole instinct was he doesn't feel good. What's going on? Why are you here? And so that was pretty much what I asked him. How do you feel? Why are you here today? And lo and behold, he doesn't feel good. He was experiencing a number of things that did not make sense to him, from sleeplessness to stomach pains to, and he rationalized it. He rationalized his pains away. So when he came in today, he immediately told me when I asked him, "This, how do you feel?" He said, "I don't feel good. I don't feel myself." We sat down and we had a conversation. And I asked him, "How are you? What are you eating? What are we?" We sat there and had a real conversation about what he was taking, what he was eating, and how it was affecting him. And a lot of the questions, he knew the answer, but he couldn't tell me why he was taking it or how it was working for him. And it made me realize, to us both, what an important question that is. As healers, as practicing healers, we have to be aware that there are other, that your body is going to give you other clues to either what needs to be healed or what needs to be addressed. And in this case, this man was, his body was truly giving him a sign. I was so grateful and appreciative that he came in. And he said his brain told him he shouldn't come in. He doesn't feel good. Yet his intuition was saying she may have the answer. Lo and behold, I did have the answer. And it was simply going back two steps and realizing, hey, this is something you're missing. This is a conversation you need to be having with not just your healer, but also your nutritionist, who was part of the course of action that he decided to take, which was his diet. And I call myself a healer, but I am a licensed massage therapist, reflexologist, ashiatsu therapist, massage. I do a number of different types of therapies. But and having a conversation that was kind of uncomfortable for him, like asking him about his morning routines, which includes bathrooms. You know, and him not really seeing how why I would be asking these questions. And then by the end of the conversation, he was able to understand that if your organs are not running properly or your system's not running properly, this is something that we need to slow down. Maybe not focus on the losing weight so much, but how do you feel part? And I think as whatever you do as far as helping our clients, our patients with their journey, whether it be physical, a body worker, changing the way that your body maneuvers, you know, and helping it incorporate to work properly and functionally. And the mental part of it is accepting the new body and allowing not the brain to make the decision, but the gut to make the decision. And in this case, his gut told him, go see her. She may have the answer. His brain didn't make sense to him. And through conversation, I was able to help him. I did have an option for him and a way for him to see his body. That for me was pure joy, which really prompted me to even want to do this recording. I've been wanting to express to people the importance of awareness of your body. And when you start a healing journey, whether it's to lose weight, get healthy, whatever the originating source of that came from, you need to be aware of the mental aspect of the consequences that you do, you know, cause and effect, the mental aspect of it, the physical aspect of it, and the emotional aspect of it. It's a 3-in-1. And it doesn't really matter in which you start with, whether it's physical, emotional, spiritual, it doesn't really matter. But becoming aware of it, and us as practitioners seeing that and asking those important questions. How do you feel? What brings you in today? And not allowing the rigmarole, you know, scapegoat answer. I feel fine. Oh, you know. And getting down. How do you feel? How's your body working? Something along those lines. Jazz it up the way you want. But understand that from a practitioner's perspective, we should really remember how important our job is. If we see results, we need to make sure that we are checking that emotional box too. And using our physical cues, you know, how do they look? Do the words that they're telling me match what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling? Those are really important questions to ask ourselves as practitioners and healers. I take my job very seriously, as much as many of us do, and our work continues to practice, and we practice and we educate ourselves. And it's really important that we get down every day on the basic levels, the basic questions, even though you've seen them for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, it doesn't matter. I believe that if we as practitioners could just step back for a moment and make sure that we're doing those basic guidelines and making sure that our clients are safe and enjoying the journey that they're experiencing, I wouldn't see why anybody wouldn't want to do the journey if it didn't feel good. So make sure that we are checking in with them and make sure that we are practicing what we preach. If we preach, check in with our clients. Sometimes what's coming out of their mouth is not what their body might be telling us. Just check in. I think that's what I wanted to basically get across, and the joy of being able to help somebody. I've been doing this for almost 15 years, and I get excited when I can share that knowledge with somebody and it truly affect their being. The gentleman left so wonderfully. He looked better. He felt better. You could see that he was thinking. You could see that he had really digested the conversation about food, about how the food works, about words, the buzzwords that he knew but didn't understand. Maybe the breakdown and how it worked in his body. And again, we can easily get wrapped up in our medical job or whatever that we do, and we realize that maybe the clients that we have, we might be using words that they may understand but maybe not really digest for them. And so again, I was really happy, and I'm so excited that I could share this with the community that is listening. So thank you for taking the time to listen to my recording, and I hope to bring you more great, joyous experiences like this, something that I can share and help motivate and bring positivity back into the world and into our profession, whichever that profession might be. I think that helping people is a profession. So let's stay positive. Let's keep things rolling. And I look forward to doing this again. Blessings to all. Namaste.